Researchers at UNC Charlotte's Motorsports and Automotive Research Center are known for their work in improving the performance of race cars. They're expanding that work to now include research on lithium-ion batteries, which are commonly used in smartphones and electric vehicles. The problem is they sometimes explode or catch on fire. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports on how the center's engineers and students are working to make them safer.
The large, high-ceiling building that houses the Automotive and Motorsports Research Center is bustling with activity. Students are working on engine parts, tires are mounted for testing on a tall, elevated machine, and a researcher is measuring and molding the size of a car's hood.
Yeah, you can turn on the grinder.
Then there is a quiet spot in a back corner where graduate students are listening to mechanical engineering professor Jun Shu. He leads the center's lithium-ion battery safety research.
Our research will give them guidelines how to design safer batteries.
Lithium-ion batteries are used in numerous products. They can be charged faster, they last longer, work better in extreme hot and cold weather, and are lighter, all things consumers want for their smartphones and computers. Auto manufacturers like them for the same reasons. But Shu says there's also a lot that battery manufacturers and the companies they produce them for do not know about these batteries.
The major problem is they do not understand the fundamental mechanism how the battery will behave under certain scenarios like high pressure, high temperature, low temperature. So that's why we use systematic experiments, numeric simulation, and theoretical analysis.
Shu and his team of researchers use experiments and computer-generated simulations to determine how lithium-ion batteries perform in various abnormal circumstances, such as extreme heat or cold, and under what conditions do they fail.
If you have a crash of your vehicle, or if you somehow sort of smash your cell phone, that's one condition.
Mesbah Yudin is the center's director.
Or if you indent the battery, or there is a penetration of something into the battery cell. So that is a mechanical stressing of the battery. What happens if you overcharge your vehicle?
Sometimes fires happen. Certain components in lithium-ion batteries are not supposed to make contact with each other or be exposed to air. When that happens, intense heat is often generated.
So when you produce more heat, and if the heat is not taken away, then the battery gets overheated to an extent that there is a possibility of it catching fire. And that is what you have seen with the cell phone batteries, the Toshiba laptop batteries, and roller skate blade batteries. That's what is happening.
And in electric vehicles such as Tesla's and the Chevy Volt, some have been deadly. Airlines have placed some restrictions on lithium batteries, and they are banned on nonstop flights to the U.S., originating from 10 airports in the Middle East and North Africa due to terrorism concerns. Shu says the results of their computer simulations and experiments provide guidelines for battery manufacturers to use in designing safer batteries. Shu has worked in battery safety research for several years. He came to the center over a year ago after conducting lithium battery safety research for electric vehicles being developed by Jaguar Land Rover in the United Kingdom. Jaguar plans to build its own batteries, and the company is now a UNC Charlotte partner.
The methodology that we are providing to Jaguar Land Rover is pretty mature, and they are already using it. You will see the latest product they will have for the electric vehicles actually are using our methodologies.
Those electric vehicles and SUVs are expected to roll out later this year. A Jaguar official says the vehicle's lithium-ion batteries are encased in crash-protected packs that minimize the risk of fires and damage to the battery in an accident. Yudin says the center's researchers suggested things like making the space for battery cells wider to prevent overheating. They also indicated that stronger protective shields could be used to prevent fires and explosions. Yudin says he expects the research to apply to the American racing industry in the future, when those protective shields will be even more important because of the numerous crashes that occur.
Right now, American racing industry is not as warm on electric vehicle, except for some smaller competitions. But in some races in Europe, they're mostly electrical or hybrid. So when in future, 10 years from now, so we have to be preparing our engineers. So we're trying to be proactive here.
Uden says the research they are doing at UNC Charlotte isn't solely about making vehicles safer, but the goal is to apply it to all products that use lithium-ion batteries. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.